No one sees that.
No one sees that.
All right. Welcome back to the More Than Different podcast. We are checking in live from my dormitory.
Studio D.
On the corner of Boylston and Tremont at Emerson College. Colin came by. Very nice of him. Finishing up school here. Got a week left. Starting to pack some stuff up around here. But you know what stayed is all the podcast equipment because it was time to deliver a banger.
It's about time. Wrapping up year two in Studio D.
Yes. Second year of college, just like that. It's halfway there. So
halfway point.
You know, I'm not as eager to go home as I was last year. Last year, I remember really looking forward to it, feeling worn out, like, oh, 4 months, summer is going to be amazing. Now I feel a little more independent, and look, going home will be great. That being said, I'm holding on to all the time I got here because no year will be like the others. So
there you go. Well, look, the good thing is it's the summer, and it's, you kind of get a clear slate as the summer opens up. Do you have any summer plans yet, or is it an open book and kind of figuring it out?
No, it's an open book. I think I'm going to help with Gold Standard Hoops, do some basketball stuff. I got ridiculed about basically being broke, so I need to make money. And I will do that and really keep working on the business. I have a good plan. I think last summer I helped out with, did some work, some camps, made a little money, not much. But I remember saying to myself, I'll just work on the business, but didn't really know what that looked like. I think I'm wrapping up a course right now called Managing Business Operations, and I think I have a better idea of, you know, how to operate a business, how to be organized, how to make a plan. And, you know, so this summer I'll be more deliberate with what I can do, what we can do.
CEO Boogie.
Yeah, so it'll be a good summer. I'm excited to be busy, make sure I'm busy. And then obviously when it's time to get down the Cape and hoop, and all those other good things, lean into that as well. But
that, yeah. Well, hey, look, I think every successful person that, I guess I wouldn't just say in general sense successful, but I want to say like in the millionaire realm, people that have made it ultra successful, I think at some point have been broke. I'll say, you know.
Fuck you. I'm not that broke.
Well, hey.
I'm. You know, it's good to have parents who support you. Let's just put it that way. If we could make a fucking cent off this business, I'd be all right. But, no, everything keeps getting poured in. So, well, if you listeners would just keep supporting us.
Well, hey, pal, you know.
Put money in my pocket a little bit.
In my eyes, you're broke, okay? So, why don't you just embrace that, because just be broke now and don't be broke later.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're studying business for. That's what our vision is, to grow this brand, right? So we can, you know, kind of start from the ground up. Obviously, you know, approaching our five-year anniversary of kicking off this program, you know?
Yeah, we've both done a lot in the 5 years when you do really reflect back, but also not enough. So this next five-year push needs to have a different tone to it, and I think we're building toward that right now. And on a positive note, year three of the basketball tournament, that'll be on, I believe the date is going to be August 17th, still to be confirmed, but that'll be fun to have 3 years now. That's a different feel. Even year two is different. Now year three, it's like a little more established. So looking forward to that. But yeah, 5 years down,
5 years down, we're still broke.
Yeah, still. Hey, we're in the black in terms of not having to deal with overarching expenses. But Yeah, we're not ourselves benefiting heavily, but that's okay. It's not about that. It is, but at the same time, it's about continuing to create a community of followers behind what More Than Difference about. I think that's where the reward lies, and I don't know if we have that strong of a community. I think we have followers and people who know about us. I think we really want to create that community. We want to get people to lean into this and to feel like they're really a part of it, and that's on us to figure out better ways to make it feel more welcoming, which is why we started the MTD humor page. That's one of the ways we're trying to build a little community. If there's one positive thing about social media, it's that it's hilarious with some of people's creativity. So we knew that we had that in us as well. So we said, we got to hop in and we got to use our wittiness to create some bangers and make people laugh. Brother, what's that, brother? we've spent so many hours in text exchanges trying to find the perfect meme for that and still haven't found it. So perfect tagline for that. So we're working on it. But yeah, if you haven't heard about it or seen it, MTD Humor on Instagram, it's a good follow. And the goal is as simple as to make people laugh. The more you laughing is living. That's a blog we wrote on morethandifferent.com, and it's true. And so
No, look, I love the MTD humor page. If our text messages were public, it would make it in the meme museum. Just our whole text message catalog. It's turning out to be elite, high class. But back to the business realm. Obviously, you know, there's a couple of different approaches you can have, right? Whether you're trying to just directly sell your product, and obviously if it has that high quality, it'll start to sell itself and there's just a need for it. But then also there's kind of building a brand and being able to generate a following with people that want to listen to you, start to relate to you, and tag along, become subscribers, become followers. And then from there, people want to start to invest in you, right? As far as they, want to start to spend their hard-earned money on it. And so, with that, obviously, we're finding avenues to really try to create that following, create that connection. Podcasting, I think, is one that, we've invested in as far as the hardware and I think, what are we approaching on as far as podcast numbers? Are we over 50?
Yeah, total over 50, but yeah, very inconsistent. We'll never again say we have an episode coming next week because you never know. But it needs to become more consistent. It's laughable at this point. And for us to expect that there is a community would just be wrong because we're not doing our part. And that being said, it begins now.
Negative Nancy. No, but you're not wrong. I mean, it's hard to build a following when you're not consistent. I think we've talked about that a lot behind the curtains. But it's so easy to be able to plan and be able to sit down, meet at the Boston Public Library, build a plan, and then just kind of forget about it. I myself kind of need like goals, tasks to write down, because my memory's horrible. So we're working through things, but I think the podcasting realm, as soon as we can make that, hit that consistent clip, is it'll be fun stuff. But this summer, the basketball tournament, I think transitioning there, we're starting to really make headways into the greater Boston, New England basketball community. As far as, I don't think there's a lot of people that don't know about it at this point.
Yeah, about the tournament, yeah.
Which is exciting stuff, and I think it's only going to grow. We're starting, I believe, it's not self-proclaimed, but starting to turn into the MTD Classic, right? Not the basketball tournament. We'll see. We'll see. People, stay tuned. Jerseys will it'll be released at some point. Make sure you guys keep an eye out for those posts because, you know, team entries aren't gonna last too long. You know, I think we already have people reaching out from last year to submit a roster. So make sure you guys jump on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting times. And, yeah, you always forget how much it does require. You know, it's coming up. I remember, like, even 2 years ago, by this time, we were already, like, you know, panicking. Not panicking, but you start to really – I think we're a little more laid back this year, knowing we know what you got to do. But it's going to come up fast, so we can't let that time kind of run up on us, because it's about enhancing your product every year. When you think about these other companies or businesses, everything's just a feedback loop when you try things. Like I know the PGA is, they've seen viewership go way down ever since the LIV, and LIVs is no good either. So just professional golf as a whole, because the viewership's all spread out, and actually even people are like, I don't even want to watch anymore. This is all, it's become a whole political thing of LIV versus PGA. It's exhausting. So what the PGA has done is they've made signature events. Normally there's just the four majors where all the best players play, from LIV or PGA. LIV, they're allowed to play in the majors because those aren't PGA related. But then the PGA, to combat that TV viewership going down and the lack of weekends where the best players are playing, they have weekends where it's signature events where all the top players play, have to be there, and there's no cut line. They do this so that there's more of the best players playing together on a Sunday to enhance viewership. So it's about improving their product, but nonetheless, for us, the tourney, we need to enhance the product.
Yeah, I think, it's about being nimble, being able to constantly iterate and grow with time. I think we see that, like, especially – like a current trend, right? Obviously, women's college basketball. Like,
yeah, all right.
You know, that's a great example.
Yeah, right? They've invested heavily in their product, and they're seeing massive results.
Like, you can see, like, there's just an influx of star power. There's an influx of greater skill, right? And people are invested in being able to witness that type of star power, skill, the matchups that just create this. Obviously, everyone's trying to pin everyone against each other. Those are the headlines.
But it's deliberate.
Oh, yeah, know? Exactly. And that's what I think being, you know, that type of growth only happens when you're trying to, you know, obviously compete with something else, right? Competition always makes everything greater. And you can see that obviously with in the professional golf world. I think college sports in general, women's sports especially, but now it's our turn to begin to kind of grow and essentially fight against, you know, competition as far as maybe it's other obviously basketball events in the summer, or B, obviously just other brands that people start to gravitate more towards. So I think, you know, we're obviously constantly evolving, and I think some great case studies is what, like you mentioned, the PGA and women's basketball. What I think people don't understand is how much really goes into how much goes into setting up that our basketball tournament this summer. I feel like the end product is gratifying, but like kind of the behind the scenes work for anyone that's looking to start to host their own events, a lot of weird legwork that kind of goes in the background. Able to build that.
Yeah, well, people make careers off event planning, so there's a high demand for it. So learning how to kind of run our own event on the fly has come with lots of growing pains, as we'd expect. But I think
the keys, like, I think relationships is a big thing, like, where
trust, you know, be working with people who you trust. When we're getting like sponsors for the tournament, you know, who do we want sponsoring us in terms of if we can have a say in who it is? Same with the players, when we're maybe reaching out to people who because everything's a reflection of your brand, 100%. Of MTD, 100%. Of the MT. I mean, why does Adam Silver is the NBA is his, you know? So like when he sees something he hates, it doesn't go without punishment, you know?
Like something that has a negative impact on the NBA. Yeah, exactly.
That tarnishes their image. That hurts them. When a player says some ridiculous thing, they get in some scandal. The NFL, all the domestic abuse, that's an extreme. But, like, these are all things that then require image restoration, something I've been learning in sports com.
There you go. And that hurts the business, that hurts the product, that hurts the revenue. Like, people don't realize, like, those type of events, things that impact, obviously, viewership, and then at the end of the day, dollars. Like, you're really, you know, you're playing with big corporations that don't mess around, right? Don't tend to lose.
Right, all the sponsors. Yeah, right. They're like, oh, screw that.
And I think in that realm, like, I think relationships is so huge, and I feel like it's kind of corny when some people talk about it, but it really is reality. Like, for example, just figuring out how to schedule our event.
Yeah.
Right? It's being able to, like, we've been around the block in Massachusetts realm of basketball where, you know, we work with a Shot for Life, make sure that our event doesn't conflict the same day because we have similar people that want to play in our event that also get chosen to perform in these Shot for Life's events. And obviously, you know, making sure other major tournaments in a local area, you know, don't conflict with our time frame. So obviously that relationship conversations is obviously a skill and important. Also, like, getting permits, like being able to present your event and pitch it to people so that they can actually give you the ability to, rent out space that belongs to the town. It's like, it's powerful when you can start to sell people on something and they're like, yeah, you know what, we'll give you this. Obviously it comes at a price, but it's a skill. Also, like, you know, people don't realize porta potties are freaking wicked expensive.
We didn't even get one.
We couldn't even afford a porta potty.
Boys, go piss in the woods. You gotta take a shit. Go to that local
gas station. You know what actually let's see, this is exactly, relationships matter. Well, the Medford Community Center right across the street, they had an event. They had like a
they had that little, like, that? A senior citizen concert.
They had that little little concert, and they allowed us to use their facilities for people that needed to go to the restroom, and it's like that saved us. I mean, that saved us over like $300 and just being it and just having to. I'm telling you, people, you guys don't understand porta potty. Expensive those are, but like the legwork in the background to piece it all together, never mind chasing people around to actually, you know, pay in places where teams have to, you know, obviously there's buy-ins, things of that nature. It's like a lot of legwork in the background.
That's the work people don't see, but that's why, you know, you work in the dark, shine in the light, baby.
There you go. Yeah. So, I think we have a big summer coming up, but
So a big summer ahead. We're excited. I think. Well, we'll see. We won't speak too soon. We sometimes don't deliver, but tomorrow or I don't know when this will be out. I will have boots on ground at Emerson. A little pop up table. Excited to. It's always fun interacting with new people who don't know the brand. I think that's a challenge of ours and figuring out how can we reach new people. People know us that have been seeing our stuff for 5 years, you know, people who follow us, people who follow our individual accounts. They've seen more than different. They have an idea of it. And how can we reach new people that have no clue it exists? So being at a school where there's people from all over, you know, inevitably I'll see some new faces tomorrow and they'll see all our stuff and be able to tell them about the brand. And hopefully it resonates. If it doesn't, no problem. We want to find the right people that it does resonate with. You can't chase, can't chase everyone as your market. I think we've made that mistake too. So we really want to build a real community of people who feel a part of this. As we've said, where it's transformative, not just transactional, because there's a lot of competitors out there in the transactional world. And when you're asking for money, there's a lot of places where it could go. So it's hard to compete in that way. But if you have other value in your proposition, which I think we are trying to continue to build with something like this and how we're going to continue to expand, that is where the community lies.
Yeah, I think the best form of marketing is obviously having boots on the ground, being able to show yourself and be able to talk to the person. I mean, if we could clone ourselves a million times, I think we could obviously make a million sales.
Right? Yeah, right.
Just like that. So I think it's the easiest and best form of marketing. Obviously, you know, we can't clone ourselves. So that's obviously the difficulty. But yeah, you're right. That should be a good event. It's always fun to be able to interact with new people. The hardest thing is to get them to take money out of their pocket, right?
Yeah,
everyone's like, hey, you know, I like what you're doing. This is really cool. This is inspiring. But like, are you going to really convert? Are you really going to invest in us?
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's
why you need other things. That's why, you know, I've always thought of a company like a Barstool, where they operate more on ad revenue and subscription even, but then like they show content and they have a massive community of people who consume it, and then naturally people are like, I now want to buy that.
Yeah.
But if you're coming to them saying buy it, it ain't gonna work. We have two products. We have our physical product, which is, you know, merchandise, and then we have our media side, our content side. And I think when we pour into the media, then the sales will come. But if we're asking for sales, or any business, frankly, you ask for sales, it's harder to get it. People, you know, I know if someone asks me like directly for money, you're less inclined to want to give it. When instead, if you just see someone grinding, doing what they're doing, they're passionate, they care about it. I mean, even as small as like, I'll see a guy the other day in the public garden. He's strumming away, singing iconic songs. I know he played the Beatles. He was singing the Beatles and strumming on his banjo. And it's like, you know what? This guy's out here just doing what he loves. And it makes you then be like, you know, here's a couple bucks.
Respect the grind.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, inverting that approach is what we're going to continue to work on heading into this summer and a lot more time and opportunities.
I think that respect is like one of the more valuable forms of currency.
Yeah, respect is the ultimate currency.
It is. It is. And because from there, I think people are inclined to invest in you because they're like, I know what this person's about.
Yeah.
And, you know, then people are probably like, hey, I see myself in that person.
Yeah,
right. I respect they're really, you know, making sacrifices here. They're putting everything into this. Let me help invest in that. Because that's at the end of the day, you hear people say it. You know, people don't invest in the product, they invest in the people behind it, right?
Absolutely,
and
it's, yeah.
You know, especially that kind of story where you see someone out there, you know, with their guitar in the middle of the common just doing what they love and just making a quick buck out of it. You know, you see people in the subway just playing for hours. You know, when you go to a Sox game and you go over Big Poppy Bridge, isn't there a guy
that
in the corner
right
every
there,
single
every time.
Game?
Hell I mean, yeah. And you got to respect the hell out of that. I mean, I know, I forget who told, we had a guest speaker come in my business class a couple weeks ago, and he's an investor, and he talked about when you're investing in a company, you're looking way more at the people than the product or the business, because you could have a terrific business and people, or you could have a, you know, business with potential but isn't quite there, but you got the right people to work with, they're going to invest in that 10 times out of 10. So, you know, obviously we're not telling everyone to just invest in us, but at the same time, invest in us.
Exactly. You know? Well, I think the people behind it help the growth rate, right? So, like, you know, then you have it, and then there's a level of trust involved. And it's like, you know, if you're really going to put money somewhere, you want to be able to trust that it's going to pan out, right? And obviously, you know, clothing isn't necessarily just going to is an investment where it's like, poof, let me buy a shirt and make sure the shirt makes money. But it's like,
how do you create loyalty, long-term customers? Exactly. And that's with, you got to have faces to the name. You know, any good company that produces media, it's the people. You're not listening because of the title. Like, oh, More Than Different Podcasts. Oh, that's a cool name. I'm now just going to No, it's ideally because you want to listen to us, or we're going to have guests on who we know and we think they're valuable. You know, I think about any other company, like I listen, the podcast I listen to, it's because of the people. You want to hear what they have to say. They make you feel something, whether it's they make you laugh or they kind of motivate you, or you start to like do some introspection with yourself. You know, whatever it is, it's about creating a feeling. And that's how you build the community. So that's what we're working to do. That is priority number one, certainly for me. I really want to commit to that. And C-Max working on our...
I'm on board, baby. I'm on board.
He's on board, and he's continuing to evolve our clothing options. We're planning a Seinfeld-themed T-shirt drop quite shortly. And it's going to come with something good. To be determined, or kind of determined, but to be seen.
Exactly.
Got to get in our creative bag there, but it's good to be back. We're looking forward to continuing these. And if you don't follow the MTD Humor page, if you don't follow MTD the Movement on Instagram, follow the Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube
podcast
and the podcast. Yeah, you'll find us on every platform: Spotify, Apple, Amazon, the whole nine yards. So. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you'll find us, More Than Different Podcast. Take care. Go Celtics. C-Mac, any final words?
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. Take care.